The Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Welcome into our Sunday morning worship service. All right, we're going to be studying and reading this morning out of the book of Hebrews, and then we're going to 1 Corinthians for just a few verses, and finally finishing up in Ecclesiastes, one verse there this morning. Hebrews chapter number 12, starting in verse number 1, Hebrews 12 and verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked to him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof are all partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every one that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Ecclesiastes 9, verse number 11 says, "I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all." Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, for your love, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for what you've done, Lord, what you're about to do, asking you, Father, once again to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor and no praise, Lord, would come to me in the flesh, but Father, that the name of Jesus might be uplifted, praised, and glorified, Father, for now and forevermore, asking you, Father, Lord, to anoint us today with without the anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. Father, I pray, Lord, you would, Father, move upon Lord, us today. Father, touch every person that's here and all, Lord, that are watching by TV and by radio. Father, strengthen those that are sick. Bring healing for their bodies. Father, help those, Lord, that are battling cancer and heart disease and back trouble and all of those things, Lord, that the enemy wars against us with. Father, I pray, God, to help those, Lord, that are in a financial bind. I pray, Father, Lord, to help those, Lord, Father, that are going through difficult times and hard seasons right now, Father, in their lives. I pray, Father, give them comfort. Give them strength, Lord, as they press forward, Lord, for the high mark and the high calling of God. Father, Lord, we ask you again, Father, to touch us and use us today. Father, I pray, God, Lord, to minister, Father, to the brokenhearted and to those, Lord, that's having, Father, relationship issues and marital problems. I pray, God, to help them, Lord, to seek the mighty counselor, not the pastor, not the deacon. But, Lord, we know the word says that Jesus is the mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for everything. And it's the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we do humbly pray and ask these things this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing in reference for the reading of the Word of God. The title of the message today is Running the Race That Is Before Us. Running the Race That Is Before Us. Each one of us, when we came into this world, we came into this world in a struggle. Whether we remember it or not, and we don't, when we were an infant, when we was coming out of the mother's womb, and the umbilical cord had to be cut, and the doctor had to pick us up and spank us on the backside, you came into this world struggling for air. You came into this world looking, amen, at everything completely different than it was in that dark, warm, comfortable mother's womb. Amen. Then you face this world. In this life, we're going to have problems. Job said in chapter number 14 in verse 1, man that is born of woman, days are short and full of trouble. See, there's always going to be something, amen, that's going to come against us. Amen. But we got to continue to press on, running this race that is before us. Here, the great Word of God shows us, amen, that if we run this race, amen, we can't quit. We must continue on. I was thinking about the race that he was using as an illustration, that everybody's running a race, but everybody doesn't receive a crown or a trophy at the end. Amen. Some quits before that they get that far. Some drops out of church. Some lets things, amen, cause them to sit down and to give up and to sulk, amen, in despair and the hard time that they're going through. But this is a pressing way for us to make it into the kingdom of God. We've got to push, amen. And sometimes there's going to be great obstacles that's going to be in our way, and we've got to continue on. When you're running that race, amen, there's going to be some, amen, we got such a great cloud of witnesses, amen, that is can testify of the goodness of God and how the Lord brought them through everything. They're on the sideline cheering us. We might not be able to see them, but they're cheering us on to continue on, not to give up, not to give in, not to stop, not to back up, not to sit down. You'll never be able to win if we about halfway through, we walk over to the side and decide, I think I need me a drink of water, or I might take me a day's vacation. You know, you're not going to make it because everybody else is continuing on. But the enemy would like to get us to get our mind off the Lord. Amen. If we looked at the natural way of running a race, it's going to always be a struggle. I was sitting picturing us here at our church running a race. And I thought some of us would probably make it maybe down to Hundley's Grocery. You know, and some of us might make it to the parking lot. Amen. And that'd be as far as we ever got. Amen. With our tongue hanging out because we're not in shape to run a race. Amen. We've not got ready. Amen. To run a race. We don't have the mindset. Amen. To run a race. If you're going to run a race, you're going to have a mindset. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to dig. I'm going to push. And I'm not going to let anything or anybody cause me to stop. And I've got all of those on the sideline. If they're cheering me on, that's good. But if I don't hear even a whisper, I've got to win. I've got to press on. I've got to make it to heaven or bust. It don't matter what the government does. It don't matter what our finances, amen, how that turns out. It doesn't matter about any of those things. Even our health. If you get bad health, amen, we've got to be determined. I tip my hat to those that'll go on to church when they're in a wheelchair or go on to church when they're, you know, using crutches. I remember Jeannie, the week before she died, she came to church. She was too sick to hold her head up. Bless her heart, she laid down back there on that back row back there, and they got a little blanket to put over her the week before she passed away. And she said, "I want to go to church." I said, "You sure you're able to go with me this morning?" She looked at me and she said, "I want to go." I said, "All right, honey, I'll hip you to the car and you can go." She didn't set up. She wasn't able to set up. But she heard every word I preached, and she amened me back there, and she backed me up because she had a desire. She was going to run this race all the way to the end, and cancer wasn't going to stop her. Being sick wasn't going to stop her. She had a determination, amen, to carry on. Amen. My heart goes out to those, amen, who struggle, amen, with speech impairment. Some struggles with the loss of hearing. Some struggles with being crippled, but they got a determination. I'm a going on anyhow, and nothing but nothing is going to stop me. Amen. I'm so very thankful. Amen. We can run this race. Amen. It don't matter what the person beside's doing on the left or the one that's beside us, even the ones that's a little bit in front of us. We don't need to get discouraged just because we got somebody in front of us. Amen. The Lord doesn't award us, amen, for being the first one at the finish line. He awards us by not giving up, not giving in, and not backing down. Amen. But continue on with our faith. Continue on with our morals. Continue on with the determination. Amen. Some has been had addictions that they've been broken off of, but they're running this race. I tip my hat to them because they've got a lot of stuff in their past. Amen. Baggage and stuff. Amen. They may have to drag it along with them. Amen. The rest of their life because they can't help what they've done. At one time, thank God, he breaks the chains. Amen. And sets us free. Thank God for that. Amen. But they continue on. It doesn't matter if they've got a jail record. It doesn't matter. Amen. Where they came from. Amen. Listen, it don't matter where you came from. If you're running this race, if you came from the ghetto or if you came from Park Avenue, it won't make any difference. Amen. God loves us, and he gives us all an opportunity, amen, to run this race and to make it to the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish. What does that mean? It's the Father's will that every one of his creation makes it to heaven. It's up to us to run this race that's set before us, not to give up, amen, but to continue on. Amen. Sometimes we have a hard time because we don't know on this race that we're running what's ahead of us. All of us like to have the comfort of understanding and knowing what's before us. I've always been the one, when I'm doing something, I like to know what's coming ahead. A lot of times we'll take the church bus somewhere, and if I've never been there before, I'll take my car and I'll go a day ahead of time, spy out the situation. I want to know if I can get that wide thing down that road or not. I want to know if I got somewhere to back that thing up and park it when I get there. I don't want to be surprised. Get out on a narrow road, no place to turn around, no place to park, kind of uncomfortable. So I like to know ahead of time, amen, what's going on. But I want you to know, amen, sometimes it's not always that way. I think about, going for our driver's license. I think about taking Hannah for her driver's test. And she wanted to know, and I told her, I said, get hold of some of your friends and find out what path, what road, the streets they went down, and we'll go over there and practice down them streets so it'll be easier for you. Amen. It makes it a lot better if you know kind of what to expect ahead of time. I remember when I took my CDL test to drive the church bus, the next time one of the other men in the church, they was going to take their CDL test. I said, I'll tell you what to do. You drive, and I got to be in there with you till you get your license. I'm going to take you down the same route that I went. And that way you'll know exactly what's going on. And I told him everything that state trooper asked me, all the questions. I said, you're going to get it made. You got everything ahead of time. But see, life's not like that. Because tomorrow, even this evening, you don't know what's ahead on this road that we're running, this path that we're running. We're running wide open as hard as we can, not to give up, not to get in, but we don't know if there's an alligator across the path. We was going down in Alabama on vacation, a few of us was a couple of years ago, and we was riding our bicycles down the bicycle trail, and all at once this bobcat come across the road right in front of us. I said, wow, out here in the wild in the open. About that time my hat blew off my head right exactly where he just crossed the path. I had to get off that bicycle. You talking about looking. I was doing like this. Every second I run, got that hat, put it on my head, turn it around backwards so it wouldn't blow off anymore. I got on that bicycle, and boy, you talking about pedaling. I mean, I didn't squall tires, but I done some pedaling. Amen, to get on up the road so that bobcat didn't come back out of them weeds. Amen, and get part of my leg. You don't know what's going to come up. Amen, in front of you. Life. Amen. You may be running along doing just fine and have a pain in your body. Go to the doctor and the doctor says you ate up a cancer. What are you going to do then? You got to keep on keeping on. You got to pray. You got to seek God. You've got to have faith. Amen. To keep on going. Sometimes to keep our head up and to keep on going is not always easy, but we got to run this race with patience. So the apostle said, run this race with patience. What does that mean? That means you can't give up when things don't go the way you think it ought to. You can't give up when you get a bad report instead of a good report. You can't give up when things turn out bad in front of us. We've got to work a way around it. I remember many years ago, I was visiting this church and down in Chattanooga, and I was talking to the senior pastor, and one of the leaders of the church was there, and they'd had some obstacles that had came up before them, and the pastor was talking to me. Well, it's Brother Ron Phillips is who it was, and he was telling me some of the things that came up, and one of the men that was eating with us there at the table that night said, I like challenges. I thought, I don't. He said, there's always a way to get through every situation. And he said, the more difficult the challenge, the better I like it. It causes me to think and to plan and to work a way through it. He said, it excites me to have challenges. And I looked at him, and I thought, are you for real? And Brother Philip said, that's the way he is. He's telling you, he enjoys a good challenge. He said, that's why I turn it over to him. He likes them and I don't. And let him have them challenges. Some people today, they get the least little challenge. They throw their hands up and they walk off. It can't be done. It's going to cost $100 million to get that done. Calm down. Slow down. Stop and look around. Amen. God's going to make a way. Amen. Something you ain't thought of. Well, God will drop that in your mind tomorrow. Or there'll be maybe a child that he'll use to come to you and to speak something that turns a light bulb on. And you think, wow, I never thought about that coming and happening this way. I think that might work. Every time something came up, I'd always try to find a way to get through it. Jenny called me MacGyver. because I'd always tried to come through up with something. I tried to figure out something. Y'all seen me trying to get sand off a trailer yesterday. I got it off, though. Every drop of it. Amen. Because I sat down and put my thinking cap on until I got it off. The only thing I could think of was I didn't like that thinking, because it's going to take a long time to get 2 or 3 tons of sand off a trailer. So, whew. But I stopped and I thought about it. I ain't giving up. Amen. Instead of working harder, I'm going to work smarter. So I figured out a way to take the tractor and get the bucket, dip it out, and I dipped some out on both sides. I even put the ramps down, drove up on the back of that thing, amen, and got some of it off. I got down right to the end. I took a chain and tied it around the tarp and drug it off backwards back to the very back end, took the bucket and drove it off on the ground. I done probably 5 minutes of shoveling is all that I done. I said, whew, thank you, Jesus. But I sat down, instead of giving up, amen, and giving in, I sat down and come up with a plan and allowed God to give me ideas. I'm preaching to somebody today, amen, to get through this situation. We give up. We give in. We quit. Amen. Listen, when things get hard, amen, when the devil goes to fighting us, sometimes we throw our hands up and say, they ain't no use. I can't do it. I can't preach because I didn't get it easily. Oh, sometimes it don't come easy. Sometimes you can sit down and study and the Lord give you scripture and give you thoughts, and man, it just comes like, I can't write all, I can't remember all this. Man, it's coming just wide open. And other times you strain, Lord, one scripture, even a thought would help. Because there's nothing much coming. It's hard. It's a struggle. But I know, amen, God is going to get me through it. I know that God, amen, is going to help us. We've got to run this race. That's having patience, waiting upon God. Oh, I've told this story a few times. Back when I was pastoring in Cave City, many years ago before we moved over here, I hadn't been pastoring but just a short time. And I had studied on Saturday and prayed, and I couldn't get a hold of nothing. I mean, I couldn't. I know that God was God, knowed I was saved, and that's all I could think of. I went through the scripture. I'd read here, I'd read over there, and I'd read somewhere else, and I'd read another place. It's just none of it felt right. I never could get an idea or a thought or a title of a message or direction to go in. And I studied to own up close to well about bedtime. I got up the next morning, Lord, I ain't got anything. I got to preach here in a couple hours. Nothing came. I came to Sunday school back at that time. I had somebody teaching for me. And all through the Sunday school class, while they was teaching, I was flipping back and through the scripture. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? I ain't got nothing. And the time, that clock's going tick, 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 tick. Them hands is moving right on up to the time for me to preach, and I don't have anything. When it got done with Sunday school, time for church to start, I still didn't have anything. So they was up singing. I said, Lord, this is the last song and the last verse before I get up and preach. I ain't got nothing. And just before I got up, the Lord said, Matthew chapter 7, I won't never forget it, verse 21. I flipped over to Matthew 7:21, and just as I got up, it was like a wind hit me right between the shoulders and pushed me like this up to the pulpit, and boy, I'm telling you what, man, my goosebumps multiplied, amen, on my shoulder, amen, and run up my neck and across both shoulders. Man, I preached up a storm. I was up in the pews and jumped up over top of the altar, running up and down the aisles. I've never preached a message any stronger than I did that day. I didn't have anything till the last moment. Amen, we got to run this race with patience. We've got to continue on with boldness. Sometimes, amen, you got to go when your knees is shaking. Amen, listen, you got to go on. Amen. What in the world is courage? It's when you're scared to death, but you still get in the saddle and ride anyway. Amen. When you don't know, Lord, what am I going to do? What's in front of me? How am I going to get through this? Amen. I remember hearing when Jenny had cancer. How in the world are we going to get through this? I tried to encourage her, and I did, right up to the last days. And I thought, how in the world am I going to make it through this, Lord? And the Lord gave me a vision, or spoke to me, when we was in the hospital, when she was having a complete hysterectomy. I was praying and praying. We was right in the middle of COVID. There was only two other people in that hospital room besides me. We all had masks on. And I was crying and I was praying. I said, Lord, protect her. Be with her through this. How are we going to make this? And the Lord gave me a vision of four people in a fiery furnace. And the Lord said, I'll be with you through the flame. He didn't say, I'm going to heal her. He said, I'll be with you through the flame. I told Jenny what the Lord had said. And I said, I believe me and you was in that. And the Lord was in there with us. And there's one other person, I don't know who there was, that was in there. It wasn't Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was us. And I said, we had the Lord with us. And we made it through it. And the Lord let me know he was going to be with me. And he was, and he is, and he will be. Amen. All the way to the end. But it was hard. And it's still hard. Amen. Today. But God's given me grace. He's given me strength. And I'm a running this race. I'm a carrying that torch. Amen. To one day, I'll pass that torch on to somebody else. Hey, listen, folks, we've got to run this race. We've got to be patient. We don't always know what's ahead. Amen. There may be a snag in the road. There may be a bobcat in the road. There may be an alligator. We run across this big old alligator, too, down that trail. Great big rascal. Whew, that thing there, he was big enough. He could sure enough eat you. Man, that thing. I never seen such an alligator. Yeah. Amen. So God always makes a way. But I just kept on paddling. I just kept on. Sometimes, boy, you get so tired, you hunt, your tongues are hanging out. Yeah.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you
that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.